My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
Caitlin Clark is white.
At the club, Club 1080.
Bro.
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
Guys, move on.
At the club.
Stop breaking news, dude.
I think it's really sexy.
Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club.
You know,
right in the butt.
Spit on that thing.
They fell in love.
No dance.
Well, Amanda.
Tonga Valawa.
Am I bugging you, Ron?
You got baby nuts.
We'll execute the baby.
I have concepts of a plan.
What's going on? I got some info on Portland Princess.
Yeah, I'm trying to work a Google search right now, but I need more information from our guy here.
So he said that she's super hot. She was on billboards, and she moved to Vegas to be a model.
Yeah. I responded with, we need a name to Google, please. Let's go.
We have Portland Princess being powered by bitch dust.
And by the way,
I enjoyed that. And we have somebody on the YouTube stream who says they also dated the Portland Princess.
Who knew, right? Portland Princess gets around. Either that or we got a bunch of dudes that are liars. Either way, we will be the judge of whether or not she's hot enough to be the Portland Princess.
Resourceful little bitch.
Let's be honest. If you're really that hot and you move to Vegas to be a model, you can probably call yourself the Portland Princess and get away with it. My buddy used to do this one in college all the time when some girl would get up and he'd be like, dude, you got to be about 90% hotter to act like that. And then occasionally you do meet someone that really is that hot and you're like, well, you can get away with it.
Yeah, this guy says there's no way the Portland Princess put any effort in the bedroom. She's thinking you're just lucky to be with her. She'd need to be a 13 out of 10.
Well, this is the working theory why, like, the Alex Rodriguez's of the world, when they end up cheating on Jennifer Lopez, they cheat with someone and you're like, what? As we all know, that the 4 will do something that the 12 won't.
Well, the classic example there is when we all freaked out when Brad Pitt was suddenly with Angelina Jolie.
Yep.
We're like, what is that? That's kind of weird.
And then you found
she's
out.
She's weird. But it's like, yeah, he's had all the super hots.
Yeah, when Hugh Grant was stepping out on Elizabeth Hurley with like a streetwalker.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
It gets freaky.
Yeah. You know, they're,
that's what's up.
They're willing to, again, they're
getting it in.
Effort matters. It's like, do you want a prima donna wide receiver?
I'll get it in.
That doesn't run routes very well and doesn't block, or do you want Ladd McConkey? Do you want the dude in the slot just digging out that safety, right? He's going to get in there and get you those tough yards. It's the way it works.
Yeah, this guy says, I don't think the question is how hot is the Portland Princess. It's how deep were his gouges in the paint when she keyed his truck upon breakup.
Yeah, that's that whole Carrie Underwood thing. Like, everyone's like, yeah, Doug. I'm like, that's a crime. You can't do that. Yeah, there is that weird thing where it's like, if a guy cheats, they think that, like, you can burn down his house and whatnot. Yeah, that's not a, you don't get to do that. And yet a lot of guys I know put up with that. They're like, eh, well, you know, happened. Next girlfriend, you know, lit my truck on fire. You're like, eh.
I always think it's weird when the girl cheats and the dude, the boyfriend, wants to beat up the other dude. It's like,
right.
Well, your girl made that choice. Not, right. I mean, I guess you could go kick that guy's ass if you want to, but hey, you got problems at home, bro.
Yeah, that's always one of those. It's, you know, where's your anger at? Like, he's not the one that cheated.
That's right.
Your gal cheated, but you can't hit her. Although, to be fair, you can't hit him either. Again,
you can't hit people.
That's assault. You can't show up to the cops and be like, hey, why did you put that guy in a coma? he slept with my girlfriend. Yeah.
Ow.
That...
Ow. Ow.
I once helped a man in this area. I think I've told you this story, but, you know, how do I tread lightly here? Uh-oh.
Careful.
Well,
look. You're like, look.
There are some people on my wife's side that, you know.
Yeah, you know.
A little rough around the edges.
I get it. Yeah.
And she was dating...
Some sharp elbows.
She was dating this dude who was visiting. And he's from Mexico, but they lived in L.A. Mm-hmm. And this dude, he's a tattoo artist.
Of course he is.
And he was not to be messed with.
Yeah.
And I knew that instantly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's where the hard dudes are. So we got to know each other a little bit and doing some drinking and living our... white Portland life, you know.
Living your best life.
And he's just kind of chilling, and he says, hey, man, I got to ask you something. He's like, what would you do? I caught her in a car with another dude. Now, they weren't doing anything, but it was probably a drug deal or something. Sure. I don't know.
Is that a precursor? You know, who knows?
He's like, man, it took every fiber of my being not to kick his ass. And I'm like, well, you know, really, your problem... If there's something going on there, it should not be with him. It should be with her.
Yeah.
But you can't, I mean, you can't kick her ass. I just want to make that clear.
Did he agree with that? Because not everyone has that sentiment. The guy's like, why not?
No, I think he probably thought, why not?
He's on board.
No, I think he probably thought, why not?
Yeah.
But this is the same guy that when we went to the Chargers-Raiders game.
Yeah.
And the Chargers-Raiders game was just last week, and there were like 8 million fights.
Oh, yeah.
People bleeding from the head all over the place.
Yeah, we went to a Chargers-Raiders game in San Diego with him.
He was all about that.
And me and my brother and my brother's friends, so just a bunch of white bros and him. And he was like, I don't understand how you guys don't fight. He was like...
He's all about that action.
He was like, you guys are having fun, just drinking, not even... Like, dude, I would have been in 10 fights by now. I'm like, well, yeah, you don't... I mean, you don't just...
Again, it's
drop the gloves, man.
It is so interesting.
Or sometimes
when
you do.
It is so interesting when you meet someone.
It was a whole other world to him.
Yeah, because there's a lot of guys that do the pretend tough guy thing, and then you meet that guy that's about that life, and you're instantly like, ah, yes,
yeah.
You're one of the real ones. And those people are.
He was real.
You're the reason I shouldn't say stuff to random people.
Bingo.
Exactly. Exactly. I think he's in prison.
Me and my buddy were drinking at Kelly's a couple weeks ago, the old Kelly's Olympia there. And we were walking out, and my buddy goes, oh, crap. I was like, what? He goes, oh, I used to kind of mess around with this girl. And I was like, oh. I was like, is it weird? He goes, no, I just haven't talked to her in a while. And she was with a biker dude. And so we were like, yeah, let's just, you know, kind of avoid that. So we're kind of waiting around, and eventually we're like, hey, we'll just take off, because we couldn't see him anymore. They had kind of moved around, and we walked out, and as we turned the corner, she was like, hey, and she was very excited to see him. Meanwhile, the guy was sitting on the motorcycle, and I was like, crap. Because we don't need this. It's like one in the morning. Like, and he had that look about him. And you could tell my buddy was like, yes, this isn't good. So I went over and I engaged him. I was like, maybe if I cut him off and we just like kind of chat him up. First off, the dude was super nice. He couldn't have given two S's. I think he probably has a lot of those sorts of girls. But yeah, that was when he proceeded to tell us about his stints in prison. He builds custom choppers. And we got that feeling that, yes, indeed, he is one of those guys that is about that life. It was just an instant, you know, it's like, hey, are there poser guys on motorcycles with neck tattoos? No, he's done real prison time and he'll stab you in the neck with a soldering iron. Yeah, it's just, you can tell really early on that it's a different vibe about, the stories are different, the attitude is different, they're just, they just don't care.
Yeah.
And those are the people that you should be nice to. As Buckley
says.
I'm
one of those guys.
You meet Asachi out on the street and you instantly know.
Be careful.
You meet him out at Hole 12 at Langdon Farms. You don't mess with him.
That's right.
No. Don't crowd me on the tee box.
I've got the Hells Angels logo on my golf bag. Remember.
So, is there golf? Wouldn't that be great if there were golf gangs?
Ooh.
Instead of motorcycle gangs?
Well, there kind of are with country clubs and stuff. Those bros, you know?
The Royal Oaks guys are all crowned up at the Portland Golf guys.
Yeah.
And they meet up and, you know, there's like the little turf war thing going on.
Who would win in a fight of Royal Oaks guys, Waverly guys, Portland Golf Club guys?
Or you round up the entire Elks Club.
Edgewater.
I'm kind of thinking the Riverside guys, right? Isn't that the...
Riverside's a little bit more...
Isn't Riverside a little edgy?
I don't know about edgy, but I think it's less...
It's a country club, for God's sake.
It's less... I think it's less stuffy than some of the others.
That's a good... By the way, every country club bro listening to us right now is like, dude, kick their ass. We'll go right now.
Well, let's find out.
I know at least three dudes at Royal Oaks right now that if you brought that up would be like, when are we fighting? When are we going right now? Let's go. Let's go. There's a lot of high tea at country clubs, and I think that would be amazing. That would be amazing. We have some sort of decathlon. Like, we have a 9-hole golf event. There's a brawl at the end, and then maybe some sort of like drinking contest. Like the three components of the utmost country club.
Mm. And then who makes the driest martini?
Yeah, you gotta.
Maybe who's a few rich, stock tips.
Who's rich mahogany? Yeah, we got to check out some portfolios.
Who can provide the best gains over the next five business days?
Someone's saying Pumpkin Ridge. Pumpkin Ridge, edgy? Are they going to shiv you out there?
No. Come on.
I love
you
this
know,
idea.
You know who would win? Arrowhead.
Arrowhead? I've never been
They're
out.
Down in... Arrowhead's in Canby. I think, or somewhere right there.
Yeah.
Good club. Yeah. Fun club.
Fun club.
Yeah, drinkers.
I think that's Terry Boyd's spot.
Yeah, Terry Boyd. I be careful of the Arrowhead bros. They're coming at you.
I love this sort of anchorman news team fight, country club fight, when shows up in their G4 golf gear. You know,
someone pulls up in one of those stupid Tesla. What are those
cyber trucks?
Yeah. Oh my God, I saw one of those today.
Tell me you have a small penis without telling
too.
Me you
what?
Have a small penis.
Those things are so bad.
I'm always jarred at how stupid.
Yes,
they look.
Yes, it's unbelievable.
Like, as you see pictures of them, or you see them on social media, you're like, man, that's bad. Then you see one in person, you're like, why would anyone drive that?
Why would they? I mean, what is the? Let's talk about the anatomy of the guy who buys that.
It's
look at me.
Yeah. I'm not. I don't want to make sweeping judgments, but I'm gonna make a sweeping judgment, dude. If you're driving one of those things, I promise you. First off, you're not. You think that you are a badass. You need to get third party confirmation on that. You don't get to make that judgment. And everyone is laughing at you. Everyone is laughing at you.
Everyone.
Since they started 80K.
So bad.
I mean, I could think of. 20
now,
cars I'd rather
if
have.
If there was one thing like that you could own that, and again, nothing absolute, but if you had one thing that you could own that would lead me to think, and you're going to force me to sit down, we're going to have a meal together, and you said, what would be the number one predeterminer that I do not think that I will be friends with this person. I think it may be a Cybertruck. I'm trying to think of something that you could own that would make me more skeptical that we were going to get along than if you owned a Cybertruck. And I don't know if I can think of one.
Well, what if they pulled up in a big jacked up rig with an American flag and, you know, that whole bit?
Yeah, flags!
Yeah, that's pretty that guy rolls up.
I mean, I hear a lot about my Subaru and my Labradoodle, so maybe those things.
Yeah. What if he's got a...
I get along great with Buck, and he's got a Subaru with a
Labradoodle. What if he pulls up in a Subi with his Labradoodle in the car, and he rolls down the window slightly...
Hey, Jace!
So the dog can breathe. Hey, Jace.
I bought my bike off a guy in a Subaru with a Labradoodle, and that was the nicest human being on the planet. He was a school teacher. That dude was awesome.
Salt of the earth people.
Salt of the earth
Subaru
people.
Drivers.
That's a good one. Truck nuts guy or Cybertruck guy?
Bigger douche?
Yeah, trucks, balls, yeah!
I don't know Cybertruck guy, so I gotta go with, truck nuts.
Truck
guy.
Nuts.
Like, dude, that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, some of you out there with your trucks, tell us exactly who you are. And I think that you want it that way.
Yeah. Well, it is, because that's
the way they want it.
When you're super truck guy with the flags and all that, you want to be, like, you want to shock people. You are out there to make a statement, and you love that dude. Nothing arouses that guy more than when someone
they want to get in a fight.
Yes,
I think.
And he feeds off that. That white
Chuck's bald, yeah!
White Oakley wraparounds. Those are the two things that keep that guy fueled.
Screw
and
the learned people, no. Fat, uneducated beard. Ah! Yeah, flags.
Well, someone saying like a KKK robe. Well, of course.
Well,
let's go within reason.
More subtle.
Like things that you're going to actually see out in society.
Things that you would see out in public. Now, I will say this. If you remove the flags from it, and it was just, because that's a little cheating too. If you remove the flags and you just had Big Truck Guy versus Cybertruck Guy, I'm taking Big Truck Guy.
You mean you're hanging out with Big Truck Guy over like, Cybertruck Guy?
What is that Love is Blind show, right? And like you got to make just judgments and like behind door number one is F-350 big tires, right? And door number two is Cybertruck. I'm taking
totally blind. You're taking the F-350.
I'm taking
right?
What
the
if
F-350.
There's a third door and behind it
is a leaf?
Is a super a leaf? Maybe a leaf or a Subi with a super hippie white haired lady with quirky glasses and a cat. And she gets out.
Something extolling the virtues of veganism on the bumper.
You know what? I still think she
has a coexist sticker.
I think she could be fun to hang out. I think she could be adorable. We can talk about crocheting. I'll take her because she's not going to be, she won't be over the top. She's not going to be offensive.
How the hell are you going to relate to her?
How am I going to relate to Cybertruck guy?
Well, you can relate to the other guy, though, the
truck
flag guy. He'll love you.
Trucks! Yeah, trucks! Yeah, trucks! Bald! Yeah!
Yeah, it's a good
I
one.
I want to meet Cybertruck guy.
No, you don't.
I do. I want to see what that archetype is.
I mean, I think it's. I feel like it's super crypto bro on roids.
Yeah, know? Like young.
Like.
Rich,
like,
don't know what to do with
he actually has a little bit of the DNA of the F-350 guy, but he's just a little bit nerdier and techier, but like he wants to do the machismo thing in the kind of futuristic way.
The question becomes, do we have Cybertruck that's listening to us right now? And if so, can you please let us know why you bought one? Like, I'm guessing you're a big Joe Rogan fan.
You're probably a big Musk fan.
Yeah. I mean,
Musk gone off the deep end?
Oh, 100%.
He just posts memes all day.
He's a weird dude.
I feel like he's...
This guy says, I have a Tesla buddy. He doesn't own a Cybertruck, but if he did get one and asked me if I wanted to take a ride, I'd have to seriously think about how to let him down. That's tough. Like, your buddy shows up in a Cybertruck? I'm like, oh, my God.
Tell you what, you're winning in an accident, though, if you're in one of those things.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that thing is
That thing will dominate.
Exactly. They're enormous.
Yeah. All right, we got to go. I've got Jon Bon Jovi news if you want it.
Yeah, let's talk about
it. I think you want this. You want this video news.
And I've got celebrity death news.
It's a viral video news. It's a viral video. Celebrity death news. You also have, this just reminded me, you were going to update us on... Oh, F. Now I lost it.
A voodoo doll. Did you get us a voodoo doll yet?
I don't have the voodoo doll. Oh, I have reached out for the hotel thing. Is that what you were talking about?
No.
Oh, I've reached out to 4 hotels in Eugene about flying a Ohio State flag.
Oh, good.
That I have done.
All right. Oh, well, apparently we've got a lot to get to.
What was I updating you on?
I don't remember. Oh, God. We'll be right back. It's the Club on the Fan. So I got to get to this John Bon Jovi story really quick. There is a video of this, and it's just a damn delight. Okay?
What do we got?
Do you know who John Bon Jovi is?
I do. You know, I've never seen Bon Jovi in concert, and I probably never will, but...
So apparently he was shooting a video or something on a bridge in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And
see it right here.
There is a video of him and a member of his team, who is a woman, and they see this other woman standing precariously over the river. Like, she is on the other side, like, as if to jump.
Yeah, she's going to Peter Pan off this thing.
So Bon Jovi and this woman go over and talk to the woman and help her come back the bridge. It takes them maybe 30 seconds, and she hops back over. Huh. He helps her. And then they embrace. He hugs her.
Oh, this is the sweetest thing I've ever seen.
Yes.
It's one old lady helping another old lady. This is incredible.
No, that's not very nice.
I'm sorry, but if you didn't know in the video that that's John Bon Jovi, would you not say that an elderly lesbian helped another old lady off of a bridge? I'm serious, because it doesn't show him from the front. It shows him from, like, the side and the back. I'm sorry. You would think that that's an elderly lesbian that just helped that lady. And by the way, that doesn't make it any less sweet. That's an adorable video.
Is that a great story?
That is an unbelievable story. Now, do you think that the lady knew that that was John Bon Jovi? Did you introduce yourself? Excuse me, ma'am, I'm John Bon Jovi, and I'm here to talk you off this ledge, because she clearly was going to jump.
Well, I don't...
Well, I mean,
she certainly...
I don't know if she was going... That's what she was up there to do. She was up there to commit suicide.
It sure seems like it. I mean, there's no other reason for her to be on the other side of the the railing.
Yeah, and I guess I'm reading here. It is indeed confirmed. She was a distraught woman off the ledge of a Nashville bridge. The police have confirmed that they put her on a hold, and she's in psychiatric care.
John Bon Jovi saving lives.
How
man.
About that? What
I wonder what he said.
I don't know. I mean, they pulled her over the ledge, and he gives her a big old hug, and then the police show up. And
I know sometimes life feels like a shot through the heart, but it's not too late.
Come on, man. Really?
I don't know.
What?
Maybe that is what he said.
Well, it's crazy because I'm seeing like a wider view of it, and like 8 people walk by her without giving, without anything.
Well, there's a whole crew setting up a video shoot, and the only one that goes over there is him.
Yeah, he just walks over and is like, hey, what's, Oh my gosh, that is crazy. She must have really been living on a prayer that day.
See, we can all do it.
That was for you, Buck.
Oh my God.
And today he gave love a good name.
Yeah. Well, and that bridge, you know, it's above the water, so you got to be careful. That bridge could be slippery when wet.
Is it possible that she was wanted? Dead or alive?
I'm thoroughly
We're proud of you.
Proud of you for coming on board. Let's go.
Maybe the bridge was burning.
Oh, my goodness. John Bon Jovi. How about that?
Is there anything he can't do?
I'm trying to think. I mean, it's a hell of a run, man. I've never saved anyone's, never talked anyone off a ledge.
Not John Bon Jovi.
No, I'm not.
Get out of here.
I think if
that.
I walked up, she would jump. She's like, stay away from me.
And she's like, Sue. Ah!
That's an amazing story, and seriously, good for him, and I hope that lady gets some help.
If you want your heart warmed today, go watch that video.
If you were in mental distress, who would be the most random but also cool person that would come over and talk you off a ledge?
Yeah.
Because, like, Bon Jovi's not anyone, well, I can't say anyone. It wouldn't be, like, my first, like, oh my God, you wouldn't believe. It's like Dave Grohl or, like, Steve Eiserman, but... That's an amazing story. Just someone like a random big celebrity like John Bon Jovi.
Well, this is top of mind because we talked about him yesterday. But if Larry David strolled up and
hey, what are you doing out here? You don't got to be out here.
you could jump. You can also come to lunch with me and have some soup.
That may be the best one. If Larry David saved you from ending it, that is excellent.
Look, I don't know you. He'd probably say, like, go ahead and jump. I don't care. But look, I'll buy you a cup of coffee. Before you go.
Of a mocha Joe.
Yeah.
And then he'd complain about how he has to be your friend after that, even though he doesn't want to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, it's like, I don't really know you. Do I need to? I mean,
and you'd try to exchange numbers. He's hey, like, can I think get, we're good. Yeah. I think we're good.
Can I get your number, Larry?
So good. I had not thought about that, but yes, Larry David saving me from doom would be pretty fantastic.
Text that says, this lady is lucky that it wasn't David Lee Roth on the other side of that bridge. God, catching strays.
Wow.
But I love it.
Yeah.
That's right, though. That is so right. So right.
Well, again, she's safe, at least for now.
Maybe she took some bad medicine.
Hey!
These Bon Jovi puns are fantastic. This is just what I needed today.
All right. He told me to break, so I got to break.
Yeah. Well, he
also didn't have anything else to say.
No, I didn't. I was trying to decide where we're going to go next.
More Bon Jovi, probably.
Yeah. Well, I've got a couple of things here. Did you see what happened to Miss Switzerland? Well, not Miss Switzerland, but a finalist for Miss Switzerland?
Yeah, you told me about that. Oh. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
So that's the one that involved a blender?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Puree. I always thought like it was more of a wood chipper sort of thing, but, yeah. You know.
We'll see what we get to. Here's Buck.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now to some disturbing news. Some disturbing content here for you guys.
It's about time.
Out here tonight. Well, this is a former Miss Switzerland finalist.
Yeah.
She was a catwalk coach.
There's a catwalk coach?
Yeah. You know, really? Like the catwalk.
You learned it?
Yeah.
On the catwalk, I do my little twirl on the catwalk. Who knew you needed a coach to learn how to walk?
It's not just walking.
Got to be an ambi turner. You got to go both ways.
Can you model walk? I'd love to see you model walk. I think that would be funny to watch you model walk.
It's like doing a drunk test, right? One foot in front of the other, and then you got to like stick.
You got to kind of
and then you put your hand on your hip, and then like swivel. I love how, like, by the way, in every photo now in the world, every girl does the stupid hand on the hip turn. You know, like they've all learned like that's the appropriate way to be photographed.
We're just acting naturally, you know.
Yeah, it's adorable. You see like four girls, and they're all like, they take a picture real quick. Hold on, every one of us, same pose.
So she's married to this dude named Thomas, or at least she was.
Yeah.
And she has been murdered by Thomas. And the reason I tell you this is because of what he did with her.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you could do this.
Is there a device or not? Well, we'll get to the story, but I don't understand it, really.
Well, he killed her.
Yeah.
And he says it was in self-defense because she once attacked him with a knife. The medical experts said that, at least in this particular instance where she wound up dead, there was no evidence of self-defense or anything on his part.
Well, no offense, but he strangled her. And
yes,
if a woman is attacking you with a knife, by all means, you know, do what you got to do to get the knife away from her. But strangulation does take a while, and at some point she loses consciousness. You know, you can just let go of her at that point. So, nice try.
She was dismembered.
Yeah.
With a jigsaw knife and garden shears.
Yeah. Which, again, seems not necessarily in self-defense. At some point, the self-defense gives way to the garden shears.
Several of her body parts were then chopped up with a hand blender.
Yeah. Is that like a slap chop?
And pureed.
Hmm. I just think of that dude, the slap chop guy. You know, just you got some fingers in there and you're just slap chopping away.
And then he dissolved that in a chemical solution.
Yeah. That's a bit rough. That's a bit rough.
Now, I don't know my corpse maintenance or anything like that, but I would think you would just skip the blending and go right to the, you know, the dissolving in the substance.
It does seem like a lot of steps.
Maybe just throw them right in the bleach or the acid or whatever you're doing there.
Yeah, it feels like the...
Have they not watched Breaking Bad?
I'm
saying.
I didn't know you could puree people.
I would think the bone would make that rather hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy... This is like Dahmer type
stuff. What kind of blender are we talking about? I mean, the largest blender I know is not a very big blender.
Well, it says a hand blender. That's one of those little ones where you... You push the button.
How many smoothies did he make?
Dude, his is
smoothies.
Better. I've got like a ninja blender, and if you put too many bananas in that thing, it can clog it up. Let alone like
an
thumb.
Eyeball.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the eyeball wouldn't cause a problem, but I'm guessing a knuckle.
Yeah, you throw throw a wrist in there. It's not exactly getting purified.
You ever you know try to put like a chicken bone down a chicken bone goes down the garbage disposal?
That's what I'm thinking.
The thing's rattling around in there. I would think wood chipper. You know. Or one of those...
Does a body... Have we talked about this before?
Does the wood chipper take care of that?
A body doesn't just... I mean, it doesn't just... A wood chipper doesn't just do that to a body, right? Like a tree?
I think if you had a big enough wood chipper, I think you could probably get through bone.
Really?
I think it can. Some trees, I believe, are dense enough in the middle that like that it requires that sort of like bone crushing power. Like, I think they could.
I rented a wood chipper once, but it was kind of a sissy wood chipper. Like it was a smaller one that like, and that thing didn't chip for crap. Like you had to really cut up the wood. But some of those big ones that you see like the professionals use, dude, the pieces of wood they're putting in that thing, I would think that a human body goes through that without thinking twice.
Yeah, I think you could.
And then the scary ones are like the ones that chew up cars with like the metal teeth, like that grind up like construction debris and whatnot. Now those things, that's a whole other animal. But the blender, although to be fair, you know, who has access to an industrial strength wood chipper? It's going to be suspicious. Like you live in an apartment and you just roll up with a wood chipper?
The internet is telling me that the answer to this question is yes, a wood chipper can get rid of a body to a degree.
Mm.
It spreads the evidence all over the place. It would not get rid of body at the cellular level, obviously, so some hair, nails, and tech. So
you're DNA, still spraying DNA
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, DNA is right.
It's going to be problematic.
Yeah.
You're better. There's other ways.
Yeah. Yeah. Like deep in the ocean.
Yes. I always say just the really deep grave. I don't, you know.
There's that. That's old school.
Yeah, right?
That's hard to dig, though.
I think digging a grave takes a lot more time than most and manpower than most people
realize. Have you ever dug a grave?
I've dug a trench, and it was hard.
I can't answer that. The court documents are sealed.
I've dug two graves, and on record, I will say, and I think this just goes for deep holes. They just happened to be graves that I was digging. There is no... there's nothing in movies that seems easy that is harder in real life than digging a grave.
Agreed.
Oh my God.
Digging a hole in the ground is really difficult. Yeah.
The first one I dig, the first hole that I ever had to dig was for my French Mastiff. And so she's a big dog and I really had to, you know, you look it up, you're like, oh God, this thing has to be deep. I thought, oh, this is, I'll be done in 20 minutes, half hour. Wrong.
All day thing.
Wrong.
Right? Close to it.
It was effing...
Well, yeah, because it gets harder and harder the further you go down, right?
The earth isn't just like loose dirt all the way down.
And there's rocks, and then you get down, and you get... It's just... It's awful. It is absolutely awful to have to dig a hole.
Your poor dog's just sitting there watching
you.
Yeah,
it's like, what is this?
Wait, what are you doing?
Don't worry, girl. It's gonna be okay.
It's for you, little lady.
The worst part, I didn't learn my lesson. Then I dug another hole, and after that, I've had every dog after that cremated. I had the idea of like, you know what? I want my dogs to be with me. And I was like, I am never digging another effing hole again. Cremation. And now my dogs are with me on the mantle.
What do you do with your dog remains? This is a topic in our house.
I've got them all lined up on my shelf.
So you have them on display?
Except for the two that I buried in my yard. Yeah. The four others are all lined up. They're in the same. They're in little wooden urns, and they're not on prominent display, but they're in my office.
Ours have all been cremated.
Yeah,
and they are in the closet.
Oh, that's disrespectful.
See, ours have, I believe, been cremated, and we just haven't kept the remains. They're like, do you want us to just kind of take care of this?
Oh,
and we're
really?
Like, yeah.
You didn't keep it.
Fuck you, heartless son
of a
bitch.
We keep photos of them around. I don't need an urn.
Like, wow.
I mean,
I don't look, I respect what you're saying. I get it.
John Buckley dies, what are you going to do to him?
He did say he was going to get a tattoo of his Jack Russell Terrier when she passed, but that hasn't happened yet.
Well, I mean, we have three of them over there. Ned's over there, Daisy's over there, and Bo Cephas is over there.
Yeah.
They're all kind of hanging out there, but
just in a closet, huh?
At some point you're just like, "Well, I mean,
you put on what else? That's what stuff. Stuff goes on shelves.
What's the end game here?
It sits on the shelf.
I mean,
until you're like, I don't know if we need them up there anymore.
Exactly. Wow. And my wife was like,
I guess I just have a heart, and you sons of bitches don't.
My wife did not like them on display. Like they were out a little bit more prominently.
Yeah.
At one point,
so that people go in and go, oh, these are nice. What's that?
And
like, well, that's Ned.
She was like, it's kind of weird to have them on display. Let's put them in the closet. So now they're right next to my baseball gloves.
Interesting. No, I mean...
They're probably loving that.
I would not say that mine are on display, but they are just... They're just on a shelf in my office, and I don't know, no one really sees them. And you wouldn't know what it was unless you went over there because they have their little nameplates on them. And then we got, I got photos. I got framed photos of them up on the wall there, and they're part of my.
We do the framed photos in the Buffy
part of
family.
My family.
Jeff Rust is in. He says, "Not gonna lie, I thought Danny would be the first one to admit on air to digging two graves." No, it's Big Sook.
Yeah, don't do it.
By the way, he didn't tell us what the other one was for.
Yeah, both dogs.
No. Did you say that?
Yeah. Well, the other dog was significantly smaller, but let me tell you.
I thought maybe you murdered someone.
He did, but the fact that he didn't first clarify, like, in the first 3 or 4 minutes that it was dog graves, he's like, I've done two graves.
And by the way, I assume that everyone knew what I was talking about. Why else would you dig a grave?
I am not with Rust here. If you said, what are the odds, like, who do you think would be the first to admit on the air they've dug two graves? I'd be like, oh, Sukanik. Who did he kill? I don't know, and I don't want to know.
It's just a couple of dogs. Because, like, burying a cat, that's easy. Or I'm not going to lie, that sometimes goes in the trash.
The only thing I buried was a... I think we buried that stupid guinea pig. No, that thing stayed with the vet. It was like a... What the hell was that thing out there?
I don't know.
I will say, though...
A groundhog or something?
I don't remember what it was. Was it a frog? I don't know. What? One of his stupid pets when he was a kid. And we put it out by the side of the house. And I'll be damned if there's nothing over there. It's just like bark dust and stuff.
Yeah.
And I will be damned if a tree did not pop up over there.
Look at that. It's a little...
Yeah.
It's a little slice from...
A little frog tree.
Yeah, look at that. It's adorable.
Of course, I did murder the frog, but... That's not important.
Yeah, when I killed a rabbit on accident, it was the same thing. Like, what am I... I'm not burying that
toss
thing.
It over the fence.
Exactly.
God. Puree it in a hand blender.
It's a neighbor's problem. You throw it up in a tree and you let the possum world, you know, nature takes care of it.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
They're eating the pets.
Okay, well, bye.
Yeah, that's it.
A good show today, I think.
I didn't even get to my story about the kid that built a nuclear reactor in his backyard.
Oh, yeah?
I read a story today that actually blew my mind. A 17-year-old kid built a somewhat functioning nuclear reactor and got his Eagle Scout project for it and then got arrested.
Arrested? You can't do that?
No. No. Turns out that's a
come
big,
on.
I got to bring this story to the Club Mar. It is amazing.
Yeah.
Right. I went down a rabbit hole today of like an hour on this kid. Well, he's dead now.
The kid's dead?
Kid's dead. He died when he was older. He died in his 30s, but
oh,
he had problems.
Well, I want to know more.
Yeah.
Well, good thing we have another show tomorrow.
The most interesting Eagle Scout project of all time.
Joey Harrington will be a part of our program tomorrow. 3 to 7. We'll see you then on The Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.